From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson acknowledged Saturday that the United States is maintaining direct channels of communications with North Korea. Marissa Melton has more.
Tillerson said the U.S. was probing North Korea's willingness to talk and called for a calming of the situation on the Korean Peninsula, adding it was incumbent on the North to halt the missile launches. Tillerson said this was not a dark situation, that the U.S. had up to three channels to Pyongyang, and conversations were actively taking place. Tillerson did not elaborate about those channels or the substance of any discussions. While Tillerson affirmed that the U.S. would not recognize North Korea as a nuclear power, he also said the Trump administration had no intention of trying to oust North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Ricardo Rossello, the governor of Puerto Rico, said Saturday that significant amounts of food and water have arrived in Puerto Rico and the government will help distribute them.
We are coordinating all of the logistics with FEMA so that we can make sure that they arrive at their destination.
U.S. President Donald Trump blamed Puerto Ricans on Saturday for failing to do enough to dig out from the damage caused by Hurricane Maria, saying criticism leveled at his government for the slow response was driven by politics. More than half of the 3.4 million people who live on the island do not have access to drinking water, and 95% remain without power. Greek police announced they have arrested 8 migrant traffickers who reportedly smuggled 38 migrants through Greece's land border with Turkey. All the arrests were made on Friday in northern Greece in 4 separate incidents. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, and more. This is VOA News.